This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Joined by a special guest very short. We're going to give him a call. New show starts tonight, Mark.
It does.
And we love TV. We love our TV shows.
Well, everyone that listens know we love our TV.
Love.
It starts tonight, 9:30 on SBS. It's called Undressed.
Yes.
Now, it started in Italy and it's actually exploded and it's gone worldwide. And SBS picked it up and we've got our very own version starting tonight with Australian. Now, they're not contestants, they're participants.
Participants. Now, a bit of background about this one. So it's actually, it's based on an overseas format, yes, but it's inspired by research that suggests that you can accelerate the process of attraction by encouraging physical and emotional contact. So essentially, we're going to have all different types of participants from all different backgrounds, races, sexualities, right? Each episode of Undressed features two pairs of strangers going through a similar yet entirely unique experience. They meet in a room furnished only with a bed and a large screen TV.
And it's huge.
Huge. Giant TV. Like we're talking like a wall-sized. Yeah. Instructions and questions flash up on the screen, starting with undress each other.
Yes.
Guiding the strangers through the process. So essentially they're asking questions like, have you ever been affected by racism? What are your deep, dark fears? You know, what are your things you're passionate about? So we're talking about really some intense stuff mixed in with now it's time for a pillow fight and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
it's really bizarre. And look, and I watched the teaser preview and like most of the couples look like they're really getting along. I have to say there was one couple and the body language was not good. It was
I guess if you were taken into a situation without knowing what it was, the first thing was undress each other with a total stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, that would probably freak me out a little bit too, to be honest.
Yeah. So. And look, they've tried to, they actually have, tried to match these people really well. It's not like just put two random people in a room. It's actually been, they've been matched with someone.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, they are given the choice to either stay and get to know their counterpart or to leave. Yeah. So at the end of that sort of segment of questions, they get the choice to stay or go, which obviously could create some very interesting dramatic circumstances too.
And one of the things I like about it is that from the preview and what I've seen of it, it has people of all different races. It has all different gender types that I've seen, lesbian and gay couples on there.
Different sexualities, different body types as well.
Different body
types. It's
not
adhering to like that whole pretty thing. You know, it's a real mix of people that look just like any of us could look doing that same thing.
Yeah, and look, I even saw someone in a wheelchair. And it's like, it does look like a really interesting show.
It actually looks thoughtful, not tacky like some other shows that are similar that are tacky.
It's an interesting experiment.
So we're going to have on the line very shortly a guy called Ryan, who's actually going to be one of the participants on the program. The show launches tonight at 9:30 p.m. on SBS.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
It's a quarter to eight here on the Brekkie Bears with Luke and Mark. Now, there's a new show kicking off tonight on SBS at 9:30 p.m. It's called Undressed. Now, it's a show that has participants getting down to their underwear on a first date situation.
On a big bed.
On a big bed, yes. And we're lucky enough to have one of the participants on the line right now. We're joined on the phone by Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Ryan.
Hello, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing good.
Good. Hey, Ryan. Look, what I do want to ask you, obviously we've talked a little bit about the show already, but did you know what you're getting into when you went for the show? Did you know what the concept was?
Yeah, I've seen the Italian version, which was pretty raunchy, and apparently the Australian one wasn't going to be quite as explicit. So I was like, yeah, look, this sounds like a fun social experiment. Why not?
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, like, what made, now that I know that you knew what you're getting yourself in for, what made you do it?
I just sort of thought, like, it could just be a really fun opportunity, go on TV for one, And I guess I saw the call out from SBS asking for like young LGBT singles to go on this show. And I thought, well, it's also a great opportunity for like representation of gay people and LGBT people on TV.
Yeah, and I actually love that about the show. I saw the trailer. Looks like there's lots of LGBTI representation, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's really good. Now, run us through the process of what they actually made you do, because it is quite, I mean, I think it's a little bizarre, but tell us how you felt and what you had to do.
Yeah, look, it was pretty daunting. So basically, I had no idea who my co-star was the whole time. I did a whole heap of, like, I guess, psychological tests and things and quizzes about the kind of guy that I'd like with the SBS people. And, yeah, then I guess you get on set and you just walk out from behind the screen. You've got no idea who's standing there. And then, yeah, you meet them, you then proceed to undress one another, which is hilarious and awkward. And then we just had a date on a bed in a big black room. And there was like a whole heap of questions, and they show like photos of one another's lives. And basically, yeah, you get to tell like your whole life story to someone on a date while you're in your underwear. So.
Wow, that's pretty full on.
Especially when most first dates, you normally just, you know, basic surface level get to know you kind of questions, yeah, like hobbies and stuff. So then be in a situation like that where you're going through your past and your entire life and your history and your opinions on some pretty serious stuff, that must have been pretty intense.
Yeah,
and it was.
And not knowing what they look like and all that. Now, I have seen online a photo of you and the person you were matched up with. I have to say, I think he looks really cute, the guy that you were matched up with.
He is pretty cute.
It's like, did you actually get on with him? Or am I not allowed to ask that one?
Yeah, no. Like, on the date, yeah, absolutely, we got on. It was really fun. We both really enjoyed the experience. But, yeah, sadly, spoiler alert, nothing eventuated from it. But, yeah, no, we're good friends. We're good friends. So, yeah, it was just a really fun experiment. And, yeah, I'm glad I got to do it.
So what type of questions do they ask you? It's like, how deep and meaningful do they get?
Oh, as in before you go on the show?
No, I suppose on the date. Do they flash questions onto the big screen and you have to answer them? Is that the deal?
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I guess, like, they got pretty deep and meaningful with, like, you have to tell your date, I guess, like, where you came from, where you grew up, like, what kind of upbringing you had, what your family's like. So, yeah, it's pretty revealing.
Was there
any ways than one?
Was there anything you felt like, I really don't want to tell this guy this or anything like that? Or anything awkward?
I think that's why I did the show, because I'm like, look, I'm an open book. Like, I really don't care. Like, I'll tell anyone like everything about me. So yeah, I wasn't worried at all.
Yeah, and I think you'd have to be on that type of show. It's like, and yeah. I mean, because let's face it, now look, you only get down to your underwear, is that right?
Yes.
So it's not fully
underwear.
It's not full frontal.
Unfortunately, you don't get to see me naked, unfortunately.
Oh, damn. Well, not on the show. I mean, that in itself. Now, you obviously, this is going out to the whole of the Australian public. How do you feel about people seeing you naked or semi-naked on a bed with a stranger?
Look, I mean, it's pretty revealing, but at the end of the day, it's just like being on the beach in your Speedos. So yeah. I was pretty fine with it, yeah.
Very cool indeed.
So you're still single, still looking for someone?
Look, yeah, I am still single, but I've made a big life decision. I'm actually moving overseas in like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Where are you moving to?
I'm moving to London in 3 weeks. So, new adventures ahead.
Hopefully they play the episodes over there so you can get some traction before you even land, hey?
Yeah, I'm not sure when my episode's coming out, but I have a feeling it's going to be after I've left, sadly.
Oh, sadly.
Hopefully I'll be able to get to watch it online.
Fantastic. Exactly. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today, and we can't wait to see you undressed on our screens in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so...
No worries, thank you.
Not a problem. So Undress, 9:30 SBS. It starts tonight. Looks like a fascinating series, Ryan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.